Welcome to installment 136 of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. Today's portion contains two commandments, both prohibitions associated with the commandment of Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, as we discussed in yesterday's portion. This is prohibition 150, not to consume this Maaser Sheni when one is in an impure state, and prohibition 151, not to consume it when one is in mourning. Prohibition number 150 is the prohibition relating to the eating of Maaser Sheni in a state of impurity. To briefly review, Maaser Sheni is one of the portions which must be separated from the crops. That after one makes a harvest, one must separate approximately 2% for the Kohen. Of the remainder, approximately 10% must be given to the Levites. And of the remaining portion, another 10% must be separated in the first, second, fourth, and fifth years of the seven-year Shemitah cycle. This second tenth, which is known as Maaser Sheni, may be eaten by the owners, but it must be eaten only in the city of Jerusalem. And if one is unable to eat it in Jerusalem, one may eat it at one's own personal house, or outside of Jerusalem, only if it has been redeemed, been exchanged for money, and a fifth has been added, and the money itself is spent in Jerusalem. In addition to the condition that it must be eaten in Jerusalem, it also must be eaten in a state of purity. What is meant here by purity is not a state of cleanliness. The laws of Tumah, which are loosely translated as impurity, do not apply to a physical state, as we will discuss in the coming months in the laws of impurity. As the Rambam says, they are independent of physical cleanliness. They are strictly chukim, are laws beyond our understanding, which relate to a spiritual and invisible sort of impurity. This impurity can be brought from one place to another and conveyed by a dead body, for instance, or even something which has touched a dead body, is also capable of conveying the impurity. It can impurify a person, or impurify an object, such as food. Should either the person have become tameh, or the food become tameh, even though the person might be still in a state of purity, one is prohibited from eating this Maaser Sheni. As the Gemara says in Makkos, that even if it even if one is in Yerushalayim, in the city of Jerusalem, one is prohibited from eating it as long as either the person or the food are in a state of impurity. The Rambam traces the derivation of this law to a verse in the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 26, verse 14. This section of the Chumash deals with the declaration a person must make regarding the separation of the various portions of tithes and so on. The person must make a declaration, "Velo biyarti mimenu betame," that I have not consumed it when I am in a state of impurity. This word betame, in impurity, as we have mentioned, applies either to the person's impurity or the food's impurity. And a person is therefore forbidden to partake of this food until he has redeemed it. This applies both to this commandment regarding Maaser Sheni, as well as to the commandment regarding Bikurim, or the first fruits, as we will discuss later. If the food, which has been separated as Maaser Sheni, therefore has become impurified, or tame, a person may still redeem it, can give money for the value of the food, and use this money in Jerusalem to eat food which is in a holy state in the city of Jerusalem. This involves also the punishment which is a person incurs for violating this prohibition. As the Rambam mentions from the Gemara Makkos, that the punishment is lashes. However, a person only incurs lashes under two conditions. First of all, that he has eaten in the state of impurity in the city of Jerusalem. And secondly, that he has not redeemed the food. Only if he has not redeemed it and eaten in Jerusalem does he incur the penalty of Malchus, of lashes. Prohibition 151 is a similar prohibition. In the same verse, verse 14 in the book of Deuteronomy, the person states, "V'lo achalti v'eini mimenu," that I have not eaten it when I am in a state of mourning. This is again like the law of Bikurim, of the first fruits, which also may not be eaten by a mourner, must be eaten and brought to Jerusalem, and must be accompanied by a declaration discussing the fact that they have been brought in a proper fashion. The mourning period we are referring to here is not the mourning period of a year, or even the mourning period of Shloshim, of 30 days, or of Shiva, 7 days, but rather the biblically required mourning period regarding the day of death itself, that on a day that a close relative, regarding which one is required by biblical law to mourn, on that day one is considered an onan, God forbid, and on that day one is required by biblical law to mourn. Someone in that state of mourning is biblically prohibited from eating Maaser Sheni, the second tithe, or the first fruits. If one does so, he has transgressed this prohibition, and if he does so in Jerusalem, is punished by lashes. The Rambam declares that this prohibition relating a mourner's eating of Maaser Sheni also applies to the sacrifices, to Kodshim. This, the Rambam tells us, we can see from the story related in the book of Leviticus, chapter 10, when the sons of Aaron a Kohen, Nadav and Avihu, died in the tabernacle. After this event transgressed, Aaron completed the sacrifices which involved the installation ceremony of the priests, of the Kohanim. And Moses inquired, why is it that those sacrifices, the sin offering, which is, should have been eaten by Aaron, was not consumed? And Aaron answers him in verse 19, if I had eaten the sin offering today, would it have been right in God's eyes? Moses immediately agreed, and we therefore see that a person in a state of mourning for his immediate relatives, such as Aaron was for his two sons, is prohibited from eating the sacrifices, just as he is prohibited from eating the first fruits or Maaser Sheni. These laws are described, says the Rambam, in the Talmudic tractate Psachim in chapter 8 and Zvachim in chapter 2. The Chinuch explains the reason behind this prohibition of eating in a state of mourning, that one must eat these sacrifices and eat the Maaser Sheni when one is in a mood of joy, not in a state of grief. That it is brought as a joyous expression, and therefore when a person is preoccupied with his mourning, he is unable to participate in a proper way. In addition, it needs a certain amount of concentration, and a person, after he has endured such an unfortunate occurrence as the loss of a near relative, should be concentrating on the mourning process. That this, the Torah tells us, is part of the adjustment to a death, that a person must bring all of their powers of concentration into the mourning itself, and should not divert themselves into other acts. By eating kodshim, sacrifices, or maaser sheni, or involving themselves in another joyous mitzvah, they would be diverting themselves to the act which must be concentrated on, the act of mourning, and therefore it is prohibited.
Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichos in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.